Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord, praise you, the Lord. You're now once again tuned in to, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? That's a personal question. Are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God? Well, we come to you all not once a week, but we come to you all every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have none other than Deacon Marvin Cox, who will be delivering God's word very shortly on tonight. As we all know, he always shares with us inspirational poems, which he's going to do tonight as well. And then please mark your calendars. Deacon Marvin Cox will be coming back again this coming Saturday night. Deacon Marvin Cox will be coming back again to deliver another word from the Lord. But we always open up with prayer, so we're going to do the same thing on tonight. The word of God said, my people perish because of the lack of knowledge. And he said, the fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. So while we are talking about prayer, I'm asking everyone to keep my entire family in prayer. We want to continue to lift up Deacon Marvin Cox and his wife, Betty Cox, in prayer. We want to continue to lift up our cousin, Mary Ann King, in prayer. And Aunt Essie, we want to keep her in prayer as well. And also, Pastor Norman King, our cousin, who had surgery So we know that he's still healing and recovering from that, so we just know that God is our healer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come as your children. We come together on one accord, as we always do, giving you glory, honor, and praise. We thank you for this another day that you have made, and you've allowed us to wake up and see it, even though we don't deserve it. We thank you for your grace and your mercy that you also extend to each one of us, even though we don't deserve those either. But we thank you for your grace and your mercy on tonight. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for being God all by yourself, who have and hold all power in heaven and in earth is in your hands. Heavenly Father, we come now asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions so that our work for you on earth will not be in vain. I lift up myself, my entire family, Deacon Marvin Cox and his entire family, and every saved believer that have dialed in on tonight, and those that are faithfully tuning in around the world through social media platforms and outlets. We pray, Lord, that you will forgive us of all of our sins, each one of us, that you will continue to be able to use us for your glory in the earth. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, we pray now, Lord, that you will move by your Spirit through Deacon Marvin Cox and through your word as you use him through your Holy Spirit, that your word will go forth with power on tonight as it always does. We pray that should there be any listener that's not saved in Jesus' name, that this word will go forth with power, that they will be able to open their own mouth after receiving this word. They will open their mouth and confess their sins, and they will ask Jesus Christ, your Son, to come into their hearts and save them, even on tonight, that you will get the glory in the name of Jesus. We continue to lift up all those that are sick and afflicted, those names that we have already called off, and all those that we do not know about. But we thank you because of who you are. You already know who they are and where they are, so we don't have to send you anywhere because we know that you're already there. So touch, heal, and deliver, and strengthen your people as only you can in the name of Jesus. Continue to comfort and strengthen those that are bereaved all over the land. Let them feel your peace, your joy, your strength, your power, even as they grieve and go through the hour of bereavement. And it's our prayer in the name of Jesus. We continue to pray and lift up all those that are faithfully tuned into this worldwide ministry platform, whether they dial in by phone or whether they listen in through social media platforms around the world. Continue to bless each one of them and grant them all the desires of their hearts that would give you glory, honor, and praise is our prayer in the name of Jesus. So now, Lord, we pray that you would help each one of us to decrease on tonight so that you may increase in each one of us, that you would get the glory. We want to thank you for our sister in Christ, Gwen Walker, who faithfully dials in and listens to this broadcast, and also our sister in Christ, Chera Doss, and many others that faithfully tunes in. Continue to bless them as well and grant them the desires of their hearts is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we pray that you would just have your way on tonight, that you get the glory. It's our prayer in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Well, on tonight, we do have another spiritual food for thought, and it comes to us saying, learn how to sit back and observe. They will eventually slip up and tell on themselves. Now, I'm a witness to that. That is the truth. So that's why I'm going to repeat it again. And I'm sure that some of you all can bear witness to it as well. When we are faithful doers of God's word and the enemy try to want to see us fall or fail, and you talk about us falsely, that's what the spiritual food for thought is talking about on tonight. And once again, it says to you and me, learn how to sit back and observe. They, the enemy, will eventually slip up and tell on themselves. I welcome all comments and feedback from all listeners. You can always email me at all lowercase james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. And please take note that I do not own the copyrights to any songs or music played on this ministry platform. Before we go any further, I'd like to thank God for allowing my older sister, Janice Nilsson, her husband, my brother-in-law, Dill, and their daughter, my niece, Crystal Nilsson, to arrive safely from Amherst, Massachusetts. We had a beautiful family gathering up in Holland, Michigan on yesterday, a nice family gathering and barbecue up in Holland, Michigan on yesterday, and everyone arrived there safely and arrived back at their home safely. So we give God the glory, honor, and praise for that as well. He said in his word, in everything, give thanks, because this is the will of God concerning us. So we're getting ready to go to our music break on tonight, and I pray that you all receive this word on tonight, because we know that the enemy is still seeking whom he may devour. So we want to know and remember that we are covered by the blood of Jesus. So that's why we're praying on tonight. Once again, cover me, Lord. And once we come back from this music break, we're going to yield the mic to Deacon Marvin Cox, who's going to share once again with another inspirational poem. Then he's going to go directly into God's word. So I pray and hope that you all have your Bibles, your pens and paper ready, and also some notepads that if you want to jot down some notes. So enjoy the music break, and we'll come back, and we're going to yield the mic to Deacon Marvin Cox.
Cover me, Lord, with thy spirit. Oh, cover me, Lord, with thyself. Cover me, Lord, with thy presence. Oh, cover me, Lord, with thy breath. Cover me, Lord, with thy spirit. Oh, cover me with thyself. Oh, cover me with thy presence. Hey, 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 oh. Oh, cover me. If you cover me, I'll be protected. If you cover me, I'll be shielded. Oh, cover me. I don't want to be exposed anymore. Cover me. Oh, cover me. Under shadow of the Almighty, I need to be covered today. Oh, cover me. Oh. With thy breath. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My soul says yes. Yes. Come on, lift your voice and say it. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, Lord. Sing this. Cover me. Come on, sing that with me. Oh, cover me. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, cover me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Cover me. Oh, my mama. Somebody open your mouth and begin to bless the name of the Lord.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank God we know that we are covered by the blood of Jesus. We thank God that the blood of Jesus still works and it would never lose its power. We thank God for being a promise keeper. Well, before we bring forth Deacon Marvin Cox, I want to give a shout out to my youngest sister, Danetta Burney, who have allowed me to come upstairs to her office and use her office because I'm at her house right now. While we're visiting with family and friends, they're downstairs, And I'm in her office, using her office on today, because normally I do it from my office at my house. But we still thank God for the convenience of being able to still come forth and share the good news of Jesus Christ on tonight. So we don't take that lightly or for granted either. So right now we are ready to receive Deacon Marvin Cox, who is going to be sharing with us another inspirational poem. And then he's going to go directly to God's word. I pray and hope that you all have your Bibles and have your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along. Following his message on tonight, once again, we'll be opening up the phone lines for anyone that have dialed in on tonight. If you have any questions for him pertaining to tonight's message, or if you want to give him words of encouragement, you would have an opportunity to do so following the message on tonight. So right now, Deacon Marvin Cox, I now yield the mic to you.
Amen. I thank you, Brother Brown. First of all, I give honor to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, as the head of my life, to God, my Father, and to all the listeners, and to Brother Brown, and to all of those that are sick and afflicted everywhere. I like that spiritual food for thought, Brother Brown, that you brought forth, which was saying that be patient, relax. And I want to add a little bit to it, that your life is the biggest thing it ever was, because that demon, I'm not talking about that demon in you, but that demon who eventually exposed himself. So just
that's right.
Take heed to what was said tonight. Now, the poem that we have tonight is probably one that you've heard before, but it's pertaining to tonight's lesson, and it's called Be Careful for What You Ask For. Be careful what you ask for in your search for validation. The consequences of your requests could lead to much frustration. Everyone has one, so please give us a king. But he became our taskmaster, and we couldn't do anything. The thing he did, he made us scream and shout. The way he treated us, a king we could do without. Lord, give me a husband. Lord, I need a wife. But the little time I spent with them were the worst years of my life. Lord, I need a new car to get from point A to point B. But the price of gasoline, insurance, and my condo are truly killing me. You told me in your words, seek and I shall find, ask and I shall receive. But why are the colors in my heart to grieve? He said when you asked for a king, you didn't ask for one that was fair. You just wanted a king just to have one there. When you asked for that husband, when you asked for that, me for that wife, you didn't ask for one who wouldn't cause you toil and strife. If you want a marriage to last and reap longevity, you should have asked for someone who truly feared me. When you asked for a new car, which took you more than you managed to maintain, then now you can't keep up with the new, and you foolishly complain. You wanted a new car because of your pride, when all you had to ask me for was a cheaper, dependable ride. I would try to give you these things, but to me you would submit. But the things you give the most trouble in life are the requests that you omit. Amen. Now I'm going to immediately go into tonight's lesson. Keep that in mind. Be careful of what you ask for. It's going to come up in the lesson. Now, I will be reading to you from the book of verses, verse number 17. And it reads, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt never covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his manservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. I just read to you out of the King James Version of the Bible, Exodus, the 20th chapter, 17th verse. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his word and his will. and we edify our souls forever. If we were to choose a topic for tonight, that topic would be, don't touch that. It don't belong to you. And this is the last of the Ten Commandments. And I did my research, and it's kind of funny how, no, it's not funny, it's amazing how God organizes things. Out of all the things he told us to do, on all the commandments that he told us not to do, then at the end, the final, he told us that we should not want things that don't belong to us. And see, we know that to covet something is to have an unquenchable desire to obtain something, to possess something. But I'm going to come up with a spiritual definition of it. But to covet, according to the 17th chapter of the 20th verse, I mean the 17th verse of the 20th chapter of Exodus, is to want that which God didn't intend for you to have. Now, we know that going to the store as little children and our eyes were wide open, we've seen a lot of things in the store, and we was up under direct supervision of our parents, and we began to roam around the store putting our hands on many things that were present in the store. And our parents sternly and firmly directed us or demanded that or admonished us, don't touch that. It don't belong to you. Why? Because the thing that they were getting at the time at the store were nutritious for us, and we didn't need those things. Those are the things that we wanted. Those are the things that were due to our attention. And in life, it's a lot of things that we touch. And you don't necessarily have to touch these things physically. I want to get that straight. There's a whole lot of things we could touch mentally. We could touch financially. And they end up getting us in trouble. Why? Because they don't belong to us. And 20th chapter of Exodus, 17th verse, specifically points out our neighbor. It tells us don't leave his family alone, leave his wife alone, leave his children alone, leave his animals alone. Why? Because God did not intend for you to have these things. Did not intend for you to possess these things. And as we go along and progress through the lesson tonight, I will come up with several different examples on things that people wanted that did not belong to them, but sometimes through God's permissive will, grant you the desires of your heart. God knows that a lot of things that we're not ready for, because we're not physically, we're not spiritually, we're not financially mature enough to handle those things. You know, I noticed one thing that a lot of us are abusers, and I say abusers because we get things and we want things that put us in a lifetime of debt. When I was working at the factory, this gentleman, he come to me and, you know, he specifically said, he said, your people, and he was not a prejudiced guy, he said, you guys go for the extravagant things in life. I said, what do you mean by that, Bob? He said, well, look at here. He said, I'm not, you know, I'm just trying to educate you. I'm not trying to be great. I'm trying to educate. He said, okay. He said, look at that watch you've got on your arm. And at the time, Longines was the type of watch that was a prestigious watch to have. He said, see this Timex watch right I have on right here, I've had this watch for 20 years, and it's still giving me good service. Because I say you come to work in a beat-up car, a beat-up jalopy. You say, I got a boat, a house, and all of these things. Say, why? Because I budgeted my money wisely. You see, this is what a lot of us do. So that we get our hands on some money, we don't think about tomorrow. And other people around us, their jaws began to drop because they thought that I was going to be insulted by this good, strong, sound advice that the gentleman was giving me. He said, Marv, you need to just be a little bit more careful, a little bit more frugal. And this is what we do. We want to go out there. We want to obtain things that we can only maintain for a little while, that we can only have and possess for a little while. But see, if we go and serve God the way in which we want to, we know that if we serve him in the right way, the most precious gift of all would be eternal life. And so let's go to King David for a minute. He touched something and he saw something. Something rose up in him and he touched another man's wife. She didn't belong to him. And Nathan, a priest by the name of Nathan, told him, he says, Oh, King, I'm going to tell you a story. It was this man that had just a little bit. And it was a man that had everything. But this man that had everything wanted the little bit that this man, other man had. And so he took that from that man and he left the pine dry. So King David was really upset behind this. He said, who is this person? This person does not deserve to live. And so he's got to be careful. And he talked to the king. He said, you are that man. So David become godly sorrowful because he's seen that he touched something. He put his hands on something. He put his mind on something that he should not have tried to possess and know down the way. And see, sometimes we allow these things to become our taskmaster. Why? Because once we get our hands on it, then we become so involved with it that we lose our evaluation of what is right and what is wrong. So don't touch that. All of the smokers, and I'm not saying this to put you down, I'm saying this to help you. Just imagine if you had never touched that first pack of King's Fast Coups or Marlboro's or Newport's or Camel or LSMFT, that Lucky Strike means fine tobacco, or the Territon smokers who brother fight then switch. Just imagine a lot of diseases that we have that are smoke related, to strokes, to all of these different things. I'm not saying they won't happen, but a lot of our health issues could have been prevented if we had not touched things that we had touched. If we had not picked up that alcohol bottle a long time ago, then we wouldn't have to worry about the arteriosclerotic disease that we have, of the liver and so forth. You know why? Because we touched something that did not belong to us. We have to be mindful because, see, we reach out and we touch things and they become the controller of us. At first, we say, hey, I can control it. Don't worry about it. I got you covered. But then later on, it will have you covered. It will tell you what to do. So we have to be extra, extra careful. Now I want to read to you out of James, the 4th chapter, the 2nd through the 4th verse. And I'm going to tell you something about covering. It says, you want what you don't have, so you scheme and kill to get it. You are jealous of what others have, but you can't get it, so you fight and wage war to take it away from them. That you don't have what you want because you don't ask for it. And even when you ask for it, you don't get it because your motives are wrong. You're a daughter. Don't you realize that friendship with the world makes you an enemy of God? I say it again. You want to be a friend of the world, you make yourself an enemy of God. So this is a perfect example of touching things that don't belong to you, seeing something. And the most important thing that I read here to you tonight is that it says you don't have what you want because you don't ask God. I know some powerful words right there. You know, we see it and we say to ourselves, oh, shoot, he don't deserve, I mean, he don't deserve that good woman over there. He be drunk all the time. But I'll tell you what, you spend a few nights with that, with your neighbor's wife or be around her, you probably come home drunk too. So we have to look at these things and put them in their proper perspective, because we say, I can be that person, or I can be this, or I can be that. But see, it's a consequence. Because James 4, chapter 2 through the 4th verse is telling us that we see things, and if you notice, every day, all you got to do is look at the news. And look at how people are breaking in and stealing and robbing and taking what don't belong to them. People are losing their lives every day because of a squabble over this or a disagreement over that. So don't touch that. It don't belong to you. You don't have no idea of what it will put you through. Sometimes we want recognition. And the process of recognition cost us. Why? Because we got to step on somebody's head to obtain that position. Sometimes we want a supervisory position on the job. But then when we get that supervisory position, when we're schemed and everything to get that position, then we realize it's more than just a notion. We realize that we are holding people's livelihood in our hands. We realize that it's a drain on us when all we had to do was come in, go to work, do what we had to do, and go home. But then we got to fill out the paperwork. We got to make a report. We got to basically babysit some grown people. Don't touch that. It don't belong to you. My brothers and my sisters, I'm inviting you this evening. If it's something that you want, ask God to give it to you. Ask God.
Amen.
If it's all right, then that way it won't be no problem. But see, back in the days of the king, and back in the Samuel, the people, they wanted a king. They wanted a king because everybody else had it. They wanted a king. They say, wait a minute now, a king will protect us, a king will do this, a king will do that. A king will validate us as being a people. But don't let nobody fool you, because God is the only one that can validate you as being anybody. You know, we might be some buffoon in our activities in life, but if God didn't say it so, then it's not so, because we have a lot of self-titles people out there.
Themselves,
they has to be there. You know, I'm not trying to fool they say they are, but just think, you can get a degree or the internet. You can go spend 3 hours on the internet. They saying, you know, you can skip past preacher, you can skip past deacon. You just went all the way up to apostle. Just by sending in 3 curio box tops. So we have to be careful. We know that in Isaiah, the 55th chapter, where the people and the preachers, they got so beside themselves, they were taking what did not belong to them. And God's word said that they were greedy dogs. And we don't want to be no greedy dog. We don't want to be that label. Why? Because we're not satisfied. It's time for us to look around ourselves, take inventory, and be satisfied with that which God has given you. Might not be as much as your neighbors, but it's enough. When the disciples went, and the Lord without recruiting them, he told them, hey, don't bring none of these things. Don't bring no extra coat. Don't bring no money. Why? Because sometimes money can be a burden to you. Say, wait a minute. If you don't believe that money could be a burden to you, ask some of these million-dollar lottery winners, some of those that have won the money, and those of you that are familiar with the hip-hop world, there's a gentleman by the name of Biggie Small. He said, more money, more problems. So we have to be careful because sometimes the things that we want, so much frustration that we get to the point that we wish we never had. We never wish that we never partook of it, that we never put forth the effort because, see, with every blessing, or everything that we obtain, there's two things that follow. We have to have that, be able to maintain it, and then we have to go through the consequences of obtaining. So when you think that you've got away with something, you got to be aware of that consequence. When the Lord bless you with something, you have to be able to maintain it. He didn't give it to you for you to give it to somebody else. Because what God has for me is for me. It might sound like it's harsh. Might sound like it's rude. Might sound like I'm being hard. But that's not the case. Because why would God bless you now? He can bless you, and then you can bless somebody else. He's not going to bless you, and then you give, turn around and squander your blessings and give it to somebody else. Now, we're going to go over here to talk about the prodigal son. He wanted a taste of the limelight. He touched something that didn't belong to him. He touched what we call the street life. He was living good, had a comfortable living. But he told his dad, he actually demanded from his dad, give me the goods that fall to me. I'm ready to go out there and build my walls. I'm ready to go out there and live large. But soon he found out that the money that he had, the prestige that he had, the adulation that he had, the entourage that was following him around, didn't mean that. Because he sunk to a low, a very, very low. As a matter of fact, his head sunk so low, he could tie his shoes with his teeth. Now, you know his head was hanging. But he found out, I should not have touched that. I should not have went that way. And what a lot of us do, we, you know, and people will warn us, those that love us will tell us, those of us that love us, they will, and see, these are the ones that we should pay attention to, as opposed to those people that will encourage you to go out there and know that it's a severe consequence for whatever it was that you're doing. So don't touch that. It don't belong to you. So moving right along to Colossians 3rd chapter. Don't be worship in the same that we cannot allow the sanctity inside dignity of that. No. We cannot entertain the Paul, because Paul tells the Colossians, put the death of sinful earthly things lurking within you. See, they're there, and they're looking at it. How they say, just like this diseases that we have, they lie dormant in you. The certain plants all that can exist, they might only bloom every 25 years, every 35 years. It's lying dormant in the ground until the opportune time comes. And this is the same thing that what happened to King David. The opportunity arose, and he took advantage of it. How many times have we caught ourselves? Because we say with ourselves, we're not going to have a chance to do this. Some people might say, I have to strike one arm. But don't touch that. Don't let don't let the tail get you in trouble. Don't be motivated by lustful desire. Because a lot, if you look at it, there's a lot of people right now, young people, even older people, that cannot handle a full-time relationship. But thank God for my wife. Thank God for Reverend King and his wife. For those that the Lord has blessed to have lengthy marriages and relationships, I thank God for it. Because if you look at the news nowadays, you look around, relationships are not based on love. It's something else. So if I'm not able to handle it, because there was endorphins in the brain, the physiological effect that it has on some people, the possessiveness that some people have, after they've been in a relationship, after their relationship has been consummated, those are deadly things. So everybody cannot handle a good, healthy, psychological relationship. So we have to be able to hang with that. And if you're able to do that, then you have to be able to move on. And I hope I will be making a life. It's more to it than just money. It's more to it than just love. It's more to it than just possession. Because we still hung up, still caught up on our possessions. And we do, as it was said in one of the earliest scriptures that I read to you, that people see these things and they want to take them from you. Remember, not many years ago, they were taking gentiles off of people's feet, saying not to take the starter jackets off of people's back. Why? Because they want it. Now, probably 15 to 27 years, the duty has been ignored to that household. But the one who was hate, God, would it. So what that saying to the deacon is saying I cannot allow myself to be seduced by the topic of it. I cannot allow myself to see this thing because you know that new sun on the light will go much faster than it was before. Right upon it. Like that in Exodus, I mean, excuse me, in Revelation, when that harlot was in the door and she's the patient and she's beckoning me because we all like to do it. But I'm just saying we cannot allow these wicked thoughts, these wicked ways to overcome. Don't touch them. They don't belong. They will not embrace the devil. So, moving right along. Now, Timothy, in the second chapter of the Bible, I think that's what he's talking about. He said, for this I hope that we all got a thought out of it. It wasn't one of those pissed me happy, but it was just every now and then we have to be warned. Because we look around and we see what other people have. And we think about what we had when we were out there in the world. But we still got to reach up our head. And then chicken in the freezer that we can prepare so many times, so many ways. So if you take inventory, all of us got way more than we really think we do. So a friendly reminder, don't touch that. It don't belong to you. That man out there, ask the Lord if he's a Godhead. That woman out there, ask the Lord if she's a Godhead. Will she be a good wife? Because it says in the scripture that we don't have it, we ask, and we don't have not because we ask. So let God be the judge of what it is that you have. Take your eyes off your neighbor's wife, his family, his children, his property. Ask the Lord, Lord, whatever your will. If you want me to have that, Lord, God bless you and may ever keep you. I'm now turning you back over to your hands. Brother Brown, remember, don't touch that. It don't belong. Brother Brown.
Amen. Praise the Lord on tonight. Thank you so much, Deacon Mervyn Cox, for that message, for that reminder for all of us. Because, yes, we are in the flesh, and sometimes our eyes do get big. And so sometimes if we're not careful, we will be seeking something that don't belong to us, that belongs to someone else. But like you said, and the Word of God says, you have not because you ask not. If you want something that someone else has, then if this is God's will for you to have it, and you pray for that, that the Lord would open the door for you to receive it in his timing. Because what he has for someone else is not for you. So if it's not yours, make sure you don't touch it, whether it's spiritually or physically, or whatever the situation may be. If it's not yours, don't touch it. Don't be desiring it because it don't belong to you. Because God is sitting high and he's looking low, and he's searching every one of our hearts. So that's what I love about God. He's not like man. He is looking at our hearts. If we're desiring something that belongs to someone else, and if he know that we don't need it and we cannot be a blessing to us or to someone else after we receive it, then guess what? He's not going to give it to you. So make sure that you are one of those, and that goes for me as well, that we don't touch that which don't belong to us. So right now, I am opening up the phone line right now for anyone that has been on the line. Before I do that, I want to remind the listeners that are on the line tonight, I'm opening up the phone lines, but for those of you all that was on the line last Saturday night when Pastor's husband and wife team, Pastor Irvin and Carol, Pastor Gerald and his wife, Pastor Carol Irvin, was on the show last Saturday night, and they brought a powerful word on last Saturday night. So I have already scheduled them to do part two of their message, which will be on the first Thursday in September. They will be coming back on the air over this robot platform delivering part two of their message from last Saturday. A lot of you all called me and was inquiring about when were they going to do part two of their message from last Saturday. So they will be coming back again on the first Saturday in September. Pastor Gerald and Pastor Carol Irving, husband and wife team, they did a powerful tag team message. So they will be coming forth on the 3rd of September, bringing part two. And I want to let you all know that I'm so excited. My first cousin, Pastor Norman King, who was on the line, he and his wife will be coming forth very soon doing a tag team message as well. So we are excited about what God is going to do through them in advance, through the messages they're going to share with us as well over this robot platform. So right now the phone lines are open, and I want to remind the listeners to continue to pray for one another. And once again, I want to thank God for allowing my sister Janice and her husband and their daughter, my niece, to drive all the way from Amherst, Massachusetts. They have arrived safely. We had a beautiful family picnic, and gathering up in Holland, Michigan, which was a three-hour drive one way up in Holland, but it was a beautiful gathering on yesterday. I thank God for it. So never take your families for granted. Love on them while you can. Don't take them for granted. Don't take life for granted, because to tomorrow, really, you know, the old phrase used to say, tomorrow is not promised. Well, the next breath is not promised to any of us. So that's why we have to love on one another while we have breath running in our bodies and blood running warm in our veins. So right now the phone lines are open for anyone that have dialed in on tonight. They may have a question for a pastor, for Deacon Marvin Cox, or if you want to give him words of encouragement, the phone lines are open.
Yes, that was a good message tonight, Deacon Cox. And
thank
I
you.
Hope you and your wife is doing fine. And also, I want y'all to pray for one of my cousins. His name is Malachi King Jr. Say a prayer for him, please.
Amen.
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 Amen. Deacon Cox, that was a wonderful message tonight. That was so relatable. And I always think of this slogan we used to always hear, that the grass always looks greener on the other side.
Yes, that's right.
And another thing, your point was so relatable. Be careful for what you ask for, because that is so true. You know, God has a sense of humor, because if you're not specific about what you're asking him for, he's going to give you just what you ask for. So we definitely have to be specific about it.
I found that out the hard way myself.
Oh, yeah, that lesson was really hard to learn. God bless you, Brother Cox.
Yeah, that's right, because you might ask for a husband, and Lord might send you Mike Tyson.
Yes, right. We got to say exactly what we want. When we go to talking to the Lord and be praying to him, we got to say exactly what we want and be specific.
That's right. They can't hold me nothing. That's right.
That is so true, Sister Gwen. Praise the Lord. Anyone else? Anyone else before we go off the air? Anyone else?
Yes, I want to say that I enjoyed the message, and Brother Carr, keep on, keep on, keep on, and I'm going to really think about what you said tonight, that you have to be careful what you ask for. I'm trying hard to be careful for what I ask for. And I'm asking all of you to please continue to pray for me, because I'm getting to the place where I can't hardly walk. But you know what? I'm still here. Thank God.
Yes, Lord.
I'm still
here. Yes. Yes, Lord. Amen. We definitely keep you in prayer, Aunt Essie. No doubt about that. So that's why it's so important that the Word of God says the fervent prayers of the righteous avail as much. And we need to continue to lift each other in prayer, because sometimes we don't know what other people are going through or what they've been through, but God
knows.
That's
right.
So anyone else? Anyone else before we go off the air? Anyone else? Well, I just want to remind everyone that please don't forget to mark your calendars for part two for pastors, a husband and wife team. Pastor Gerald and Carol Irving will be bringing part two of their message from last Saturday on September the 3rd. For those of you that called and inquired about when was they coming on for part two, that's the date they will be back on, the 3rd of September. Well, thank God for each one of you all that have dialed in on tonight. And I just want you all to know that I continue to listen. Each one of you in prayer. Know that I love you. We want to also continue to lift up our sister in prayer that's on the line tonight. Once again, one of my church members, Sister Tara Doss. We don't want to forget about her. She has had surgery on her vocal cords and on her throat. But the enemy is trying to hold her back. I said, well, she won't be able to speak, but we know that the devil is a liar. And we're claiming total healing for her right now in the name of Jesus, that she will be able to speak again. he's going to be able to sing in the choir again to continue to give God glory, honor, and praise. I'm asking all you listeners to continue to lift her up and keep her and lift it up in prayer. And as my cousin Mary Ann King said, I don't know what the issues are dealing with our cousin Malachi King Jr., but we know that God knows all about it. So we're just going to turn him in that situation, whatever the situation is, we're going to touch and agree and turn it over to the Lord, that the Lord will work it out, that God will get the glory through that situation, whatever it is, that God will be glorified. So right now we're going to close out in prayer. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come once again touching and agreeing and realizing that you are God all by yourself. You have and hold all power in heaven and in earth is still in your hands. We continue to lift up all those that have requested prayer on tonight. Again, we don't have to send you anywhere because we know that you're already there. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you're healing our cousin, Pastor Norman King. We pray, Lord, that you continue to touch and heal and strengthen our cousin Mary Ann King and cousin Malachi King Jr., the entire King family, the entire Brown family, all those that are saved in Jesus' name and being faithful doers of your word, our sister in Christ, Gwen Walker, and Tara Doss, sister, our mother, Mother Tessie, and all those, Heavenly Father, that faithfully tuned into this worldwide ministry, whether dialing in by phone or through social media platforms, bless us, grant us the desires of our hearts that would give you glory, honor, and praise, and help us to remember to always pray one for another, to encourage one another in your word, that you would get the glory through each situation, is our prayer in the name of Jesus. So now, Lord, we thank you again for your grace and your mercy towards each one of us. We don't deserve it, but we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. We thank you that the blood of Jesus still works, and it will never lose its power. So we give you glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, again, on tonight, remember and know that I love you, but guess what? God loves you even more. So until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Don't forget, Deacon Marvin Cox will be bringing God's word once again on this coming Saturday night. So you want to tune in again and be blessed by another inspirational poem and by another word from the Lord through Deacon Marvin Cox on this coming Saturday night. Until then, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.
Give you praise.